Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
Let's not talk about county finals, Darren Frow. We'll talk about golf first, will we?
We get to the county finals. Don't worry, Gavin. But I think the headlines really belong to Rory McIlroy this morning. Phenomenal achievement. Winning the CJ Cup in South Carolina on the PGA Tour last night. But really significant because he returns to the world number one place for the first time in more than 2 years. This is his ninth occasion that he sits top of the pile in golf's world rankings. And he did it with his 23rd victory on the PGA Tour last night. Brilliant weekend of golf. Maybe stumbled a little bit just on the way home, but put that aside. Remarkable golf once again. He's had quite the 6 months, to be honest. We'll hear from Rory. He actually got very emotional after that victory, and I guess emotional with the fact that he's back up there, top of the world again, and what that means to him. But we'll hear from him in the next hour. Now, the other big story, of course, over the weekend was that performance by the Irish women's boxing team, and they are home following that record-breaking performance at the European Championships in Montenegro. They brought home 7 medals, 3 gold, 2 silver and 2 bronze, and it represents our most successful international tournament ever. Aoife O'Rourke was one of the gold medal winners, and she's been speaking with Claire McNamara.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, and I'm delighted to have been part of the team. A great bunch of girls, all 10 of us did extremely proud and worked really hard, and everyone did themselves and their club and their country proud.
It's a second European gold for you. You defended your title. The only other person that's done that is Katie Taylor.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that, but that's good. So we'll go with that. Delighted I got the title again this year, so keep going.
You really cleaned up over there. What is it about this team and this group?
I think it's just everyone's coming to training. We're all there. We're working hard. We all want the same goal. We're all building towards Paris 2024, and we all gel together really well, and it's just a great bunch of girls to be part of.
Yeah, it was super stuff, really. And I know the medals themselves will get the headlines, but a brilliant team performance in general. 32 bouts over there at Montenegro at those European Championships. 32, and Ireland won 25 of them. Isn't that something else? Team of the Championship as well. Top of the medals table as well. Premier League leaders Arsenal held to a 1-1 draw with Southampton in the Premier League yesterday. Newcastle, they're into the top four. 2-1 victory over Tottenham. Aston Villa, they're not missing Steven Gerrard too much. 4-0 winners over Brentford yesterday. Leeds lost 3-2 to Fulham. And Leicester City beat Wolves 4-0. And that's a result that sees them climb out of the bottom four. In Gaelic games, Aidan O'Rourke and Paddy Carr have been nominated as joint managers for the Donegal Footballers next season. That's according to the Donegal Democrat. They're reporting that the pair will go before the clubs for a vote tonight. Interesting development there. Another very busy day yesterday in the club game. In hurling, there was county titles in Clare for Ballyea, who got the better of Éireogh Ennis by a point. Fascinating game there. Killadangan and Kilruan McDonagh's drew in Tipperary. Another thriller there. Kilmacud Crokes got the better of Nafina in Dublin. Gavin's not too happy with Nafina's defeat there, but a brilliant performance for them to get the final. And you know what? They had it in their grasp at one stage, but Crokes got the better of them, and that's a hurling and football double for that club. Easky are the Sligo champions. 3 in a row for them. St Gabriel's won the title in London. Wins for Port Arlington and St Mary's in the Leinster Football Championship. Crossmaglen Rangers are the Armagh champions. Once again, Glenn won that title in Derry. Strokestown Pip Boyle by a point in Roscommon. The winner came in the last kick of the game. First title for them in 20 years. And Tony Lavin kicked the winner. He spoke to Angelina Nugent at the full-time whistle.
I can't believe it. I'm over the moon. Over the moon.
Hi, Tony!
I went in on all year and I just got my moments. And I made a big mistake beforehand, but I made up for it. Thankfully, I got the chance. So I just can't believe it. We're over the moon.
What runs through your mind when an opportunity like that opens up? Was it a good ball into you?
Just put it over. Please let it go over. That's just it. Just hope the thing goes over. Luckily for me, it went over.
Did you think it was going to extra time when Donny kicked that point?
I didn't even know what was left. I thought there was another player or two left after. I didn't realise it was the last kick of the game. So I can't believe it.
Love Tony's emotion there. Well done to everyone. But spare a thought for Boyle. Their first final since 1927. Great progress this year. I'm sure they'll be back. Mark Allen won the Northern Ireland Snooker Open in racing. The Big Dog won the Munster National Limerick. And finally, Max Verstappen won the United States Grand Prix.